Take your Bibles and turn to Isaiah, please. Tonight I want to teach you on the subject of the stability of the times. This truth of this subject relates to our times as well as to any time. And the stability of the times is dependent upon the stability of the Word in the hearts and souls of men and women. In the theological world, in the academic theological world, there's a subject known as homiletics. It's spelled H-O-M-I-L-E-T-I-C-S. Homiletics. Homiletics is defined as the art of publicly expounding the scriptures. An art can be learned, but you have to sort of have natural ability to develop the art. But homiletics is the art of publicly expounding the scriptures. I have both my master's in theology and my doctor's in theology in this subject, homiletics. Matter of fact, I have two majors. The other one is in religious education. Our topic, as I said, is the stability of the times. I want to talk to you a little bit about topics. Topics are always the best if they're short. 3, 4, 5 words at the most, if you can work it that way. And a good topic, a top quality knowledgeable topic, has two elements in it, the human and the divine. Or you might call it the human and the spiritual. As you will see tonight, this topic is truly biblical because I've taken it directly from the scriptures, so I couldn't be wrong on that topic. Other topics like, remember the class, living victoriously? Living as the human side victoriously was the divine or the spiritual side. Another good topic is the joy of serving. The joy as the human side, serving is the divine or the spiritual side. The topic, Jesus Christ is not God, is good because Jesus Christ is the human side, God's the spiritual or the divine side. Sometime you ought to take a little time in your life and just write some topics to see if you can put both the human and the divine in. It's a learning experience. And it develops you so that you can be a good twig leader. There is absolutely nothing stable about the kingdoms of the world. And one of the kingdoms of the world is our country. Nothing stable about the stock market. Nothing stable about the prices that they pay for food or that they charge you at the market. So basically, there's nothing stable about the kingdoms of the world. All is fluctuation or change. And the reason, of course, for that is that they're not built on truth. Truth is a constant class. Truth is unchangeable. Therefore, all truth is stable. You'll remember the record in Malachi 3:6 where it says, I am the Lord, I change what? Not, because he is truth and he does not change. There's a record in Isaiah 33 that in two verses sets all the great integrity regarding this topic or subject that I'm dealing with you tonight on the stability of the times. It's in Isaiah chapter 33. Look at verse 5. The Lord is what? for he dwelleth on high. He, the Lord, hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, verse 6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy what? Times. Those are the words for our topic for tonight. And then it says, strength of salvation, the fear or reverence of the Lord is his treasure. The first thing you notice in verse 5, the Lord is exalted. It's the exaltation of the Lord. And the word Lord there is the word Jehovah. And there's one thing you ought to write in your mind and you ought to work. And that's the difference between the usage of the word God and the word Jehovah in the scriptures. Keep your finger here, but in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, and I appeared unto whom? Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known unto them. Verse 4. But I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. Every time the word Elohim is used in the scriptures, it refers to God as the creator. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning what? God, Elohim, created the heavens and the what? Earth. Right. Elohim is God as the creator. Jehovah is God in relationship to that which he has created. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord, Jehovah, Elohim, made the earth and the heavens. That's the first usage of the word Jehovah. Now the word Jehovah for the Jews or Judeans became such a great word that they never used it. The word is made up of four radicals. J-H-V-H. That's what it's made of. That's the radicals. The vowel points were appointed to it much later. And the Judeans never pronounced the name. Whenever they got to it, they either skipped it or they put the word Lord in it. That's why the word Lord appears in your King James for the word Jehovah. It was too holy a name. The reason it said that in Exodus that he was known as God Almighty, but he was not known as Jehovah, is because the people of Israel at that time did not recognize him as the one who took care of them, because they were always kicking the traces. They did not know him as the one who took care of that which he created. That's why it was that way in Exodus. So whenever you read the word Elohim, in this particular Bible, I don't have them all marked, but I have a Bible that I marked every one of them, wherever the word Elohim was used or Jehovah, so that I wouldn't miss it. But I've lived long enough to be able to handle it without marking it today. See? It's not the exaltation in Isaiah of Elohim. It's the exaltation of Jehovah, the God in relationship to that which he has created. The Lord, the Jehovah, is exalted. verse 5. It's the exaltation of God in relationship to that which he has created. That is what gives you the stability of the times, our times or any times, is God's faithfulness or God's ability in what he has done. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, please. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord. The word fear is the word reverence, respect, awe, A-W-E. For the Lord is clean, enduring how long? Now watch the next phrase. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So with the exaltation of Jehovah, of Isaiah 33, you will get true judgment and true righteousness. True judgment and true righteousness are in Psalm 19, verse 9. That's the stability of our times, to have true judgment and to have true righteousness. As I said, there's nothing stable about the kingdoms of the world, but there is stability with God, with Jehovah, in relationship to that which he has created. For you will have true judgment and you will have true what? Righteousness. Psalm 111, verse 10. Verse 10. The fear or reverence of Jehovah is the beginning of what? A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. The reverence of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So with the exaltation class of Jehovah, you have true judgment, you have true what? Righteousness, and you have true wisdom. Look at Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 6. For the Lord, Jehovah, giveth what? Wisdom. And out of his mouth cometh knowledge and what? Understanding. See? True wisdom comes from the Lord. And the way we know this is because we know the Word, right? The Word is the truth. Look at James. Hebrews, James. Chapter 3. Verse 17, but the wisdom, here we're talking about true wisdom, but the wisdom that is from above, from God, is first what? Pure, it's then what? Peaceable. Number 3 is gentle. Number 4, easy to be entreated. Number 5, it's full of mercy. And number 6, good fruit without partiality. Number 7. And number 8, it's without hypocrisy. That is true wisdom, which you get from God, from Jehovah, and our knowledge of it comes from the greatness of the Word. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear or reverence of Jehovah is the beginning of what? Right. So people who have no respect, awe, or respect for God and his word just cannot have knowledge. That's why there's nothing stable, class, about the kingdoms of this world or the people in it. No matter how intellectual they look to you or how great they may be in business or any other profession, they lack the stability of the times because they do not know Jehovah or Jehovah in relationship to what he has created. The reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Look at chapter 12 in Proverbs. Verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth what? But he that hateth reproof is brutish. Whosoever loveth instruction loves knowledge. You cannot have knowledge and wisdom without instruction. And that instruction comes from the word class. That's the stability of the times. It's the exaltation, the lifting up of Jehovah, God in relationship to that which he has created. And in you, he's created his own spirit in you. According to that which he's created within you. So, God as Jehovah always makes available to you, according to his word, true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, and true knowledge. Those five classes, exaltation of Jehovah, true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, and true knowledge, are the stability of your times, your life. And according to Isaiah 33:6, they're the strength for your salvation. And the word salvation in Isaiah 33:6 is the word wholeness. They're the strength for your wholeness. The reverence of the Lord is his treasure. They're not only the strength for your salvation, your wholeness, but the reverence of Jehovah is man's treasure. Your reverence of Jehovah is your treasure. Look at Isaiah 32, please. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in what? In the light of what I've just taught you, that's why a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Because you have the exaltation of Jehovah, you have true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, true knowledge. Therefore, you, as a leader, are a hidden place from the wind, the cold winds for other people. You're a covert, a shelter from the tempest. As rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. As I said, those five are the stability of your times, your life, and the strength for your salvation, your wholeness, and the reverence of Jehovah is a man's treasure. And that's why as leaders, you are hiding places for others. You're a shelter from the tempest for others. You're like rivers of water in a dry place. You're like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. That's the stability of our times in which we live. And I thought I'd just like to share that with you tonight, because two verses of scripture in Isaiah 33 give all the greatness of this exaltation of Jehovah and what he's done for every one of us, made available for us true judgment, true righteousness, true wisdom, true knowledge, and he is the strength for our wholeness and our reverence and love for God in relationship to his creation in us is our great treasure. Okay? That's all I got to teach.